When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero police make additional arrests from gang-related assault investigation. Suspect flees Paso Robles Police Department in high-speed chase. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with our most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero Police Department has made additional arrests in connection to a gang-related assault and robbery that occurred earlier this year. In late August, Atascadero Police observed a fight in progress on live surveillance cameras in the Centennial Bridge area. Officers were immediately dispatched and several subjects in the area fled. Detectives identified the altercation as gang-related with video evidence. Detectives arrested two juveniles for their involvement, and a third suspect was later taken into custody following a separate gang-related fight that occurred on Atascadero High School campus. Detectives continued their investigation to identify additional suspects associated with the case, which culminated in the arrests made yesterday. Search warrants were executed in Arroyo Grande, Napomo, and Santa Maria. The following individuals were arrested. 18-year-old Von Elias Whipple of Arroyo Grande was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, likely to cause great bodily injury. 18-year-old Kira Caitlin Westfall of Napomo was arrested for conspiracy. Three juvenile males, ages 14, 16, and 16, were also taken into custody during the investigation. And while serving search warrants, detectives recovered gang-related evidence. In total, the APD made 7 arrests in connection with the August 30th incident, with an 8th related arrest stemming from the fight at Atascadero High School. Passerville's police arrest car burglar suspect after pursuit. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Passerville's police officers arrested a suspect believed to be involved in a series of vehicle burglaries Wednesday morning. The Paso Police Department says at about 10:30 a.m., detectives received a notification regarding a wanted vehicle in the area involved in a high-speed pursuit the previous day with CHP. Detectives found the vehicle parked on the 3500 block of Park Street and identified the driver as 24-year-old Kyle Delgado Young. Detectives attempted to box the vehicle in, but Delgado Young intentionally rammed into a PRPD sergeant's vehicle and fled the scene. He fled northbound onto Highway 101, reaching speeds of up to 120 miles per hour. The chase was terminated due to the high speed and the suspect's reckless driving behavior. About 10 minutes later, PRPD dispatch was advised that the King City Field Office of CHP had initiated another pursuit with the same suspect. CHP successfully deployed spike traps, disabling the BMW and taking Delgado Young into custody. He was transported to the Passerville's Police Department for processing and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on the following charges: possession of stolen property, outstanding felony warrant, felony evading a peace officer, and felony assault with a deadly weapon. CHP announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween night. The period starts at 6 p.m. and will go through 6 a.m. on Saturday. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Join the city of Passerville or Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun. A safe and fun Halloween event will be held in downtown Passerville from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight. This free admission event promises to have trick-or-treating with downtown merchants and a trunk-or-treat around the city park. Street closures and towing will be in effect from 3 to 8 p.m. on 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine, as well as on Pine and Park Street from 11th to 14th Streets. In the city of Atascadero, don't forget Orange and Gray Friday returns to downtown Atascadero for their home game. Participating restaurants will be offering discounts for those in their Orange and Gray. Also on Halloween night will be trick-or-treat downtown Atascadero from 5 to 8 p.m. Bring your families for trick-or-treating in downtown Passerville's and downtown participating shops in Atascadero, as well as activities in different locations. Then on Saturday is Dia de los Muertos at the Central Coast Zoo, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Today is the final day to experience the Haunted Maze at the Passerville High School parking lot. Passerville High School Drama, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs, in collaboration with the Passerville Lions Club and Downtown Main Street Association, have come together to create a thrilling experience. Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona, beckons you into the shadows and into the Haunted Maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown alone or with friends. The maze will be available tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Passerville High School student parking lot, 801 Niblick Road. Admission is $3 for ages 10 and under, $5 for ages 11 and up. Proceeds will support the youth of Passerville. Popcorn and cotton candy will be available. A reminder that Templeton Founders Day will return tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Historical Museum. Enjoy everything Founders Day has to offer, commemorating the arrival of the first train in Templeton in 1886. Free cake and pie, a blacksmith pounding station, a train building station, Saline and tribe history, and a showing of the colors, music, games, and more. Come celebrate Founders Day this Saturday, November 1st. Caltrans announced there'll be a partial closure on Highway 1 this Sunday, November 2nd, for the 2025 Morro Bay Triathlon. Caltrans says travelers in both directions of Highway 1 between Morro Bay and Cayucas are urged to be alert for cyclists. A right lane closure between these two areas will be in effect from 7 a.m. to noon. There will additionally be flagged traffic control on Highway 1 at the intersections with Atascadero Road, San Jacinto Street, Yerba Buena Street, Old Creek Road, and Sea West Drive. Signs, multiple flaggers, and CHP will be on hand to assist with traffic control. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 6 of the Blue Jays and Dodgers World Series is today. The Blue Jays currently lead 3-2. In high school football, tonight, Paso Robles travels to Lompoc. The Greyhounds will host San Luis Obispo. Templeton will travel to Cabrillo. Mission Prep will face Arroyo Grande. And Morro Bay will travel to Napomo. In the NFL, the Ravens beat the Dolphins yesterday, 28-6. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Colts versus the Steelers in the morning, then the Raiders against the Jaguars, the Seahawks against the Commanders, and also on Sunday, the 49ers will face the Giants, the Chargers will go against the Titans, the Rams will face the Saints. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California News coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. ICE says their agents shot a man in Ontario yesterday, fearing he would hit them with his car. Democratic Congresswoman Nora Torres represents the area. She says to KTLA she doesn't buy it.
Unfortunately, it is difficult to believe anything that comes out of them because time and time again, they have failed to provide true information.
The man who was shot, Carlos Jimenez, fled the scene and was later hospitalized and charged with assaulting a federal officer. Oakland police say thieves made off with more than 1,000 items belonging to the Oakland Museum.
We believe it was a crime of opportunity. We do not think this was a, you know, high value art theft or a heist of some kind.
CEO Lori Fogarty says the stolen items include everything from trophies to Native American baskets. LAUSD offering free dinners to students between the ages of 1 and 18 impacted by the loss of SNAP benefits. I'm John Gilliland, California News.
Tempted to decorate for the holidays early? We like your style. Right now at Kohl's, save 20% on decor, hosting essentials and more. Plus, get $10 off $50 spent. So go ahead, hang up that wreath, swap out those couch pillows for ones with snowflakes. And while others are panic shopping later, you'll already be cozied up feeling pretty great about these early Kohl's deals. Select styles. Offers end November 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. While decades-old baggage may deter some diners from delighting in Brussels sprouts, newer varieties of the cruciferous vegetable have won over consumers and found a home in California restaurants. About 30 years ago, a Dutch scientist first identified the chemicals called glucosinolates that made Brussels sprouts bitter, and breeders began to work to produce sweeter varieties. Those are the varieties commonly grown today. Alex Fordoni, whose family grows Brussels sprouts on California's Central Coast, said demand peaked at about 2021 and has remained strong, especially during the holiday season. That's also when freshly harvested Brussels sprouts tend to taste the best. They taste the sweetest when it's coldest when they are harvested, Fordoni said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open with the NASDAQ up more than 300 points, boosted by another round of stronger than expected tech earnings, especially from Amazon. Cloud computing growth was the strongest in 3 years. Amazon shares are up 11.5%. Apple also topped expectations with strong demand for its iPhone 17, and it predicts even better sales in the holiday quarter. Apple shares up 1.5%. 2%. Nvidia shares opened nearly 2% higher. CEO Jensen Huang revealed a new agreement to sell chips to South Korea and companies there, including Samsung. Both ExxonMobil and Chevron reported weaker earnings for the summer quarter. Both are dealing with lower oil prices and higher costs, though Chevron was helped by its merger with Hess. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
And the Valley Fresh Market is open in Atascadero, and they are hiring. So if you're interested in a new career, such as a grocery clerk or culinary skills, if you have them, go to valleyfreshmarkets.com, click on careers, Atascadero to apply. It's that simple. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number. 238-KPRL.
I bid you welcome.
All right. Well, it's a welcome from the Drac Man there.
Good morning.
The Morning Exchange.
Well, good morning to you. Till you meet another mule skinner down on your new mud run. Hey, hey, hey. Hee hee hee.
whatever may be on your minds. And on your minds this afternoon, be thinking about Darcia and Kenny in for Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. And also, we'd like to make an announcement that the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place this week, based on one of the qualifiers, is Mike Shoppy. I hope I got that right. Mike, whatever your last name is, begins with an S. You got 30 days. 30 days. And always call the office before you come down here. And make sure that you have good shock shocks on your car when you hit 32nd Street, when you make the left, because the road is terrible and has been for 40 years. All right, Chris, quick question.
What's your question?
The song Monster Mash.
What about it?
Is your generation familiar with it?
I personally am not, but I can't speak on behalf of my generation.
Okay, and you don't seem like the type, nor was I, that gave a damn about Halloween songs.
Well, there was one big Halloween song growing up.
What was that?
I mean, this is Halloween from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, This is Halloween.
Is it a rock song?
No, it's a song from a Disney movie. I think it was produced with Disney anyway.
So is it a frightening song or just it's Halloween?
It's more of like a whimsical frightening song. Like it's kind of hard to describe. I'm surprised you're not familiar with it.
A Disney movie?
Yeah, who's not familiar with Disney movies? I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was talking to the Grinch. A Disney movie, he says, with disgust.
Well,
I think it's Disney anyway. I could be wrong.
What would be a Disney movie that I may have watched? I don't know of any.
Wow. Okay. Also, I just confirmed it is indeed a Disney movie. So I was right.
Because Disney, well, what I'm thinking of, when I think of Disney movies, I'm thinking of Cinderella and stuff like that.
Sure, those are Disney animated movies.
Okay, I never watched that stuff.
That's unfortunate.
Let's see, what...
Technically, Pixar movies would also count, if you've seen any of those. I know they're also animated, but...
No.
Never seen Toy Story or anything like that.
Toy Story, which I liked.
Okay, there you go. You have seen a Disney Pixar movie.
Okay, how about Babe?
I think Babe is a Disney movie as well. It's live action, but, you know, their live action movies count.
Okay, well, then I know that I didn't watch any of the, what I would refer to as the girly Disney movies. Cinderella, Snow White, and all that stuff. The Seven Snots or Dwarfs, whatever they're called.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Also, Babe is not a Disney movie, so that doesn't count by the looks of it. Okay. My mistake.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, people did, and they like them, and so forth and so on. And now on the text here, Monster Mash is stuck in my head. Thanks. Well, it is.
It's catchy.
It's catchy. It's got the good beat to it, and also it's Halloween. It's Halloween, because when you go, well, when I did and I looked at Halloween songs, look, I know that they have a reach, because a group that I don't care for at all, but they include, when I say they, I mean Billboard, they include Witchy Woman by the Eagles, and Witch Queen of New Orleans. I'm surprised they don't have Marie Laveau in there by Bobby Bear, but Billboard generally doesn't mess with country stuff. And that, so Werewolf of London, I think that's it, Warren, whatever his name is, and then some of those other things, but they generally would put, the Witch Doctor by the Chipmunks, Dave Seville and the Chipmunks. They would put those things in there, but the classic is still, which I find... I guess I'm kind of happy about it that after all these years, this song is still one of the biggest songs played on Halloween, Monster Mash from 1962, just like, what was it, a couple of years ago that Brenda Lee's Jingle Bell Rock was number one for Christmas songs. After 60 years, it came back to being number one. So the classics somehow survive. Amazing. Let's see here. Kev, on the on the text here. Kevin, you have lived a sheltered life. Why? Because I didn't watch Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or Cinderella? You got to be kidding me.
There are some Disney movies that are a lot more boyish. There's Aladdin. You've never seen Aladdin?
No.
Oh, boy.
I had no interest. Like, you know, I've told you, I said I couldn't stand Casper the Friendly Ghost. Matter of fact, I wanted to do Elvis shooting the TV when it came on. So I just never liked those type of characters. I'll include, let's see here, who else? George from Seinfeld, Radar from MASH, and a list of others. So it's not a sheltered life. I just, and I guess you could say I'm particular, or what'd you call me, a grouch?
I said the Grinch, precisely. But, you know, I guess Oscar the Grouch can also, you know, fit pretty well as long as you crawl into the trash can over there in office.
Okay, those are other characters that I wanted to do Elvis too when I saw them, as well as, let me see, I could be headed for the shrink. Scooby-Doo, what were those, the Muppets, Miss Piggy?
Whew.
I want them all gone. Okay.
You ever thought of just auditioning for Scrooge in Vine Street?
I don't think I'd have to audition, do you?
I guess not. I think you could just show up and start talking about how much you don't like this stuff.
But I like Halloween and I love Christmas.
Well, that's good to hear. At least you enjoy the holidays themselves. But, you know, if someone else could also, like, let me know if I'm not alone here. I think This Is Halloween is a very iconic Halloween song from Nightmare Before Christmas. If someone from the text or email can give me a little support there and show that I'm not just being crazy, that'd be nice.
Okay, well, then, see, you're more in tune than in a lot of things than I am. And I've lived a lot longer.
In some things, yes.
It's just that. Because I'm sore. Let's see here. All right. Now more to some serious things here. And this should be a gimme every year with moms and dads. And when your kids go out trick-or-treating, make sure that you, before they, you know, dive into the treats and so forth, you go through them. Because there are some sick individuals out there who, again, I would like to do the Elvis to the Robert Goulet TV thing and just get rid of them. But, again, make sure that you check everything that your kid brings home from Halloween. And if there's any, you know, loose candy, get rid of it. Any of the, I don't know if anybody would do, the candied apples or something like that. I remember they used to do that years and years ago. Just get rid of it. There seems to be more issues happening around the country, especially with candies that look familiar, you know, with the wrappings and so forth. They may look like something you've seen before. So just double check that, and moms and dads. So here, let's see here. You got a Kentucky email here, Chris.
A Kentucky email?
Sorry, Chris, never heard of that song.
Wow!
And,
okay.
And I'm guessing here that Lee, the Gator Man from Kentucky, by the way, you know, the Marlon Perkins of Louisville, that he probably is not the Grinch that I am regarding some of these other things. I'm just guessing. The assumption. So, anyway, never heard of that song. Well, I may have to. Is it long?
No, about 3 minutes. It's the opening for the movie.
And again, what's the name of it? This Is Halloween?
Yeah, that's all it is. Just This Is Halloween.
All right. If when I get done cleaning out the litter box today, I may check it.
Okay.
We got nothing. Well, before the World Series.
Well, be warned, it's a Disney song, so it might be poisonous to your ears.
Okay, is it... Okay, you said it's whimsical.
Yeah. Because, like, there's, you know, kind of two kinds of Halloween, like, terror, let's say. There's, you know, some genuine, like, horror, and then there's something that's a little bit more whimsical for kids, you know what I mean? Sort of fun and playful with, you know, tricks and antics. That's the kind of song it is.
Does it have kids singing in it?
I don't know. I can't recognize what's an adult voice and what's a kid's voice sometimes when it's singing. I think it's mostly adults.
Would you say that it's mostly orchestral?
The instruments are definitely orchestral.
Okay. All right. Well, usually I can tell within 5 or 10 seconds if I'm going to listen to it any longer than that. But I'll keep the Grinch reference in mind and see if I've, if there's any way that I may be able to get past the difference between my real age and my mental age. Okay.
What, a few centuries?
Well, no, not on the mental side. Not on the mental side. It's really never gotten past a certain stage, which I'm happy about, because that way I don't have to be old, although I guess if I'm being called a Grinch by a young kid, I maybe should think about that a little bit. I don't know. Or maybe not. All right. Okay. So anyway, just double check on the Halloween candy, folks, and go through the bags. And you just want them to be safe. It's a shame that we've had to do this for a long time, but it's become more of a problem around the country. And obviously that's unfortunate that we have dirt bags out there that do this stuff. Also, I always like to pick on the government because the government says they care about us so much and so forth, but let's go to the phone lines. Hi, you're good. You're on with Chris and the Grinch.
Hey, it sounds like Chris may have exceeded his probationary period now. He's getting his voice.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're kind of challenging your boss there a little bit, aren't you?
A little bit. I think it's a lot easier to challenge him on these kinds of things than more sensitive topics, let's say.
All right. Well, that's good to hear.
Well, sir, have you ever watched Snow White?
No, I don't think so. I mean, peripherally, obviously, my children probably, it was probably on in the background. But I kind of agree with Kevin. I would be called a Grinch. Probably.
Oh boy.
All right. So let's continue. How about Cinderella?
No, Bobby, never. Well, I may have, but just like I said, because I was there.
Well, no, yeah, not
we had a couple girls.
Okay, so it was on the house, but did you pull up the popcorn and lay down on the floor and watch it with them?
No.
Okay. see, I didn't there were I'm trying to think of some of the stuff.
I can go down a list. Pinocchio.
No.
Dumbo.
No.
Bambi.
Maybe.
No.
Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Peter Pan.
No. No.
Lady
no.
and the Tramp.
Maybe Lady no. and the Tramp. Oh, you know, I'll tell you one. I did watch, and I like both versions. One is the real was 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, good. We've got one.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we saw that, but you know what? I can't stand the destruction in those movies. It's way over the top. I'm too practical.
What destruction?
Well, destroying everything. Wasn't that the one where the dogs ran through the house and just decimated the house?
Is that the one with Glenn? You're thinking of the one with Glenn Close?
I don't know. I don't know actors.
Glenn Close does star in it, yes. But
okay, now that is a funny movie, especially the two idiots when they get arrested. Who won the gold?
I think it's Jasper and Horace are their names.
Yeah, there's a guy in town that looks like Jasper. I swear, I see him at the gym every once in a while, and I have to turn my head because I just want to start laughing when I see him, and I don't want to insult the guy. Because he's pretty big, he'd beat the hell out of me. What are you laughing? You know, what are you laughing at? Well, you look like that doofus in the movie. I don't want to do that. So, all right, now again with the kids, that's kind of a separate thing because you know the so-called classic Snow White and all those other things have been around for a long, long time, and we didn't have a lot of choices in what we could watch on television way back when. So, but apparently you weren't exposed or forced to watch any of that stuff.
No, I was, no, but it's not something I would gravitate to, obviously.
Right, because you're a manly man, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, bye. Mom had this thing.
What about The Lion King? You've never seen The Lion King?
I've seen The Lion King.
Okay, there, we've got another, thankfully. God, this is like asking me if I recognize a song you play. The roles are reversed.
Lion King is tolerable.
I guess that's a start.
Okay, I didn't walk away from it. I watched it. All right, so I thought, you know, okay, it was... You know, looking, I know I wouldn't watch it again, but I think I liked it. I think I like it. You know, it's to me, it's not like I liked it. I'm not going to watch it again because it's not The Godfather or a Clint Eastwood movie when he kills everybody, except for Casper the Ghost. Hi, good morning.
Hi. How about like all the old movies, like from when we were kids? I know I'm a little bit older than you, but like The Love Bug and The Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes.
No, no,
none of those?
No.
Not even as a kid, huh?
No. Anything with Buddy Hackett in it, I would do an Elvis to the television.
Oh, or even like when you were a kid, you didn't watch those Disney movies on Sunday nights that...
I remember, what was that one about the cat? Thomasina.
Oh, yeah.
And I did watch Born Free.
I didn't know that was a... I didn't know if that was a Disney... I didn't know that was
a Disney thing. That wasn't a Disney thing, but it was... I remember watching that. No, but we watched the... What was the name of that Disney show that was on? But I didn't... No.
I don't know, like Wonderful World of Colors. I don't know. I just remember that. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Because I think, didn't that come on just before the Ed Sullivan Show?
I believe so, yeah, like Sunday nights at 7 or something. Of course, you know, back then we didn't have a lot of choices of what we could watch.
Right. Now, did you like Casper the Friendly Ghost?
As the cartoon? Yeah, but not as a movie. I'm kind of with you. Even though I had daughters, since I've been an adult, my kids are gone. I've never taken my grandkids, and they're older already, like to watch any of those Disney movies. Like I've seen parts of a few of them, like of the modern ones. But you know, I'm talking. My kids were grown since the 2000s, you know. So, and then my grandkids are already. Most of them are already. But I've just, you know, I just don't go to the movies very often, and I had the Little Mermaid, those videos and stuff for my girls, mm-hmm. I guess I've seen those, but yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your call.
Okay, bye. All right.
See, I like stuff like Daffy Duck. I love seeing the Roadrunner get smashed. Those type of things. All right, Lee, I hope you're looking up that song and listening to it, and please give us your critique of This Is Halloween.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Baskervilles police officers arrested a suspect believed to be involved in a series of vehicle burglaries Wednesday morning. The department says that at about 10:30 a.m., detectives received a notification regarding a wanted vehicle in the area. 24-year-old Kyle Delgado Young fled the scene in a high-speed pursuit. His vehicle was disabled by the King City CHP, and he was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Today is the final day to experience the haunted maze at Paso Robles High School parking lot. La Llorona beckons you into the shadows and into the haunted maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown, alone or with friends. The maze will be available tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Paso Robles High School student parking lot, 801 Niblick Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 80s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. On this Halloween, day 31 of the government shutdown, FBI Director Kash Patel posting the FBI thwarted a potential terror attack and arrested several in Michigan plotting a violent Halloween weekend attack. Many government services are shutting down. President Trump posting the Senate should take the nuclear option, get rid of the filibuster. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox.
The Democrats have voted 14 times now to prolong all this pain on the American people. And it's so frustrating to us. That's what you see reflected in the president's truth post last night about the filibuster. We just want this to end.
Kim Kardashian joining conspiracy theorists badgering 95-year-old Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin with claims he never went to the moon. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy posting, yes, Kim, we've been to the moon six times and NASA and Artemis is going back. America's listening to Fox.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. It's 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Sunshine today, low 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Then we'll do low 80s on Saturday and Sunday, mid 70s with some clouds Monday, Tuesday. Sunny mid 70s. Maybe some rain later in the day. About a 30% on Wednesday, upper 60s, back to mid-70s Thursday. Mid-70s sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 725 a.m., 6.09 p.m. It is 52. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at reasonable price. Make a difference in the life of a local family. Help support your local food pantry, Loaves and Fishes. Fundraising dinner and live auction is coming up November 15th, and that will take place at the Astraea Warbirds Museum from 4:30 until 8. How about that? So there's lots of ways to participate, by the way. You can donate a live auction item worth at least a certain amount of money and donate a theme basket and sponsor a table, become a corporate sponsor, and so forth and so on. So you can participate in contacting Loaves and Fishes here locally on Spring Street and enjoy the dinner and live auction coming up on November 15th. Also coming up, we will be honoring the veterans, past, present, and a future in thanks for their faithful service. Veterans Day ceremony here at the Paso Robles District Cemetery will take place November 11th at 11 o'clock, and that's on Nacimiento Lake Drive. They got it in early, and also, of course, the Cuesta Concord Chorus will be performing as well. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and Wednesday through Sunday, they've got dinner for you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Mark that calendar November 11th through the 13th and take your used valuables to sell. Go to BellaJewel.com for more info. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here we go. Douglas Thomason, Gary Ripple, Chuck Sofer's having a birthday, Terry Scoville, Evelyn Otto, Ron Zwank, Justin Payne, Becky Silva, Andrea Hatch, Carolyn Ruth, Mike Luna, and Judy Hudson on Saturday. Max Swank, we have Rick Payne, Nathan Cokes, Kathy Potts, Gwendolyn Lundy, Shannon Tarwater, Aaron Flynn, Suzanne Ashton, just says Jay Croce, Scott Erkey, Linda Palmer, Tom Stainbrook's having a birthday, and Michael Ebard. Sunday's locals, Christopher O'Brien, Amber Brown, Frank Nations, Gene Manuel, Brent Bonato, Donna Davis, Jim and Jennifer Moffitt. How about that? And Pam and Richard Horton. On my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of, no doubt. If I can find the list here. Where is the list? Here is the list. John Keats, the poet. 1795-1821, Chiang Kai-shek, China's whatever he was. 1887-1975, Ethel Waters, the actress, Beulah. 1896-1977, Speedway guy, Wilbur Shaw, 1902-1954, Dale Evans, 1912-2001. We also have Barbara Bel Geddes, 1922-2005, Lee Grant, 1925, Anita Kerr, the famous singers, 1927-2022, Michael Collins, you just heard that, 1930. 2021, Dan Rather, 1931. Phil Goyette, hockey player with the Rangers and others, 1933. Oh, I always like this guy. Michael Landon, 1936, 1991. My goodness. Sally Kirkland, the actress, 1941. Very good pitcher with the Orioles and the Expos. That is Dave McNally, 1942-2002. David Ogden Stiers from Marsh, 1942-2018. I love Brian Piccolo, running back. 1943-1970, Kinky Friedman, the Texas Jew Boys, and that's who he was with, the band, 1944-2024 is when he died. Very good distance runner, Frank Shorter, 1947, Russ Ballard of Argent, hold your head up, 1947, Deidre Hall, yes indeed, Days of Our Lives, 1947, Mick the Quick, Rivers, played with the Angels and Yankees, got a couple of rings, 1948, John Candy, the actor and comedian, 1950-1994. Jane Pauley, 1950. Coach Nick Saban, 1951. Lots on the list today. How much time? I'm running out of time. Who else? Ken Wall, the actor, 1954. Also, let's see here. From Simply Red, Tony Bowers, 1956. And Motorhead's Mickey D, the drummer, 1963. The Crime Dog, Fred McGriff, 1963. Blue Edwards, Not a Bad Hoopster, 1965. Vanilla Ice, 1967. Antonio Davis, another pretty good hoopster, 1968. Lee Waddell, he was a good linebacker, played with the Niners, 1969. Who else? Is that it? And I believe, yep, that's it. All right, passing away on this day, Sean Connery, Bond, 2020, River Phoenix, 1993. Who else is on the list here? Harry Houdini, of course. How could we forget? He died in 1926. Oh, the Big Mac, Willie McCovey, 2018. And I believe that is, oh, John Houseman, the actor, 1988. Indira Gandhi, she was assassinated on this day in 1984. George Halas, Papa Bear, speaking of Brian Piccolo, 1983, and that is it. All right, going to the top list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, I do know that for a time he was in the Yankee organization, and the rumor was that they tried to hide him in the minor leagues because they had a first baseman by the name of Don Mattingly. Well, they found out about the crime dog. I mean, others in baseball and the Toronto Blue Jays got a hold of the crime dog, and he went on to have a pretty darn good career. How good? Well, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I bet you've forgotten that. And I think one of the reasons is people don't realize how good he was is because he played for a whole bunch of teams. But how good was he? Well, he had 284 lifetime. He had 493 home runs, 1,500 home runs. Two-time home run leader, three-time silver award, five-time All-Star World Series champion. He did just about everything, and he was a good guy doing it, too. So we have, going to the top of the list today, the crime dog of Fred McGriff.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Today is the final day to experience the haunted maze at Paso Robles High School parking lot. La Llorona beckons you into the shadows and into the haunted maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown. The maze will be available tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Paso Robles High School parking lot, 801 Niblick Road.
Caltrans announced there'll be a partial closure on Highway 1 this Sunday, November 2nd, for the 2025 Morro Bay Triathlon. Caltrans says travelers in both directions of Highway 1 between Morro Bay and Cayucas are urged to be alert for cyclists with the right lane closure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
One day down in spring training when he was, he was a pup, some guy took note of the power and the sound of a ball coming over the bat. The batter was Fred McGriff, and the person who heard the sounds was Ted Williams. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.